Thank you for that introduction. Good morning, I'm Joanna, this is Laura. We will be presenting on today on the use of a health impact assessment in environmental justice work by discussing lessons learned from an HI evaluation in two Chicago neighborhoods. First of all, we would like to thank a few people. First of all, our principal investigator who's with us today, Dr. Jennifer Hebert-Byrne from the University of Illinois at Chicago School of Public Health. Dr. Beth Ann Jacob, she is the Director of Evaluation at MCHIP. And for the support from Joy Getzenberg, who is also a professor at UIC School of Public Health. The Mid-America Center for Public Health Practice, or MCHIP, is housed at UIC School of Public Health. We focus on public health workforce development, assessment planning, evaluation, and public health practice-based research. And we do not have any relationships to disclose. So we'd like to get started with just a bit of background about this HIA. The HIA was conducted in two low-income Latino neighborhoods in Chicago. These communities had, up until 2012, housed two major coal-generating stations. These coal plants were not meeting EPA standards, but had been grandfathered in because they were built before the standards were put in place. The plants were shut down after a decade of local activism on the issue and documented negative health impacts, such as higher youth asthma rates in those neighborhoods. The Institute on Social Exclusion at the Adler School of Professional Psychology received grant funding from the Chicago Community Trust to conduct a health impact assessment in these two communities. The HIA was focused on the potential impact of increased access to open space to the health of community residents. In particular, it focused on the redevelopment of the land at the coal generating sites into public open space. The Adler School contracted us, MCHIP, to serve as the external evaluator on the HIA. Over the year plus long duration of the project, we evaluated the Adler team's process of conducting the health impact assessment. And here are the Fisk and Crawford sites. As you can see, they're located right on the Chicago River. These sites have a lot of potential to be beautiful open spaces for local residents. Many of us are practitioners or already know much about health impact assessment, so we won't be going into detail about the actual tool. But it's an up-and-coming tool. It has potential to be really powerful. Most often, health impact assessments are used to determine potential effects on proposed policy or program. In this particular HIA example, it's a little unique in that it was not focused around a policy change, but instead around private land redevelopment. Because HIA is an up-and-coming tool and newer, developing the evaluation component of HIA, which is something that Joe talked about as well in the peer review idea, it's really important for practitioners moving forward. Our evaluation approach was developmental and evolved along with the HIA. We were involved from the onset of the project and were therefore able to gather data throughout the project. We conducted a process evaluation which allowed us to look at perceptions of engagement at key points in the HIA. For example, in addition to various evaluation tools we utilized throughout the project, we were able to conduct interviews early on in the project during scoping, in a second wave during data collection, and then finally towards the end of the project after the dissemination of the HIA findings to the broader community. Here are four evaluation questions. We won't be going into details about the actual findings related to the questions. We just simply want to hit home that this evaluation was process and community engagement oriented. All of our evaluation questions were developed in partnership with the Adler School. Our emphasis on community engagement, that first evaluation question, is due to that critical role of it in HIA. Our first evaluation question aimed at measuring authentic community engagement. Our second question looked at community involvement related to the development issue at the Fisk and Crawford sites. Our third measured increased knowledge and interest in the HIA, so similar as to capacity building of the community organizations to actually conduct HIAs in the future on their own. And finally, our fourth question aimed at measuring optimism of stakeholders as to the ultimate impact of the HIA. The timeline of this HIA did not allow us to look at its impact directly, because as of yet, a decision has still not been made. So the remaining portion of this presentation will focus on four lessons learned from this external evaluation. And through that, we will be able to explain more of this evaluation process. So our first lesson learned starts with the development of our instrumentation specific to this project. In order to meet the evaluation goals, we developed a mixed method process evaluation. We utilized the following instrumentation to assess the different constructs of interest: participant observation, three waves of in-depth interviews, as Laura explained, a Google tracking form, archival data such as memorandums of understanding and documentation on the closure of the generating stations, a graduate student survey, and a Google Fusion table and map. I'll discuss a few of these in greater detail. First of all, I want to show you this continuum of community engagement. This is from the CDC Principles of Community Engagement. We utilize this continuum for our own conceptualization of community engagement, and also directly in interviews with participants in the HIA to assess their perceptions of engagement and partnership. In these interviews, we showed the participants the continuum and asked them to identify the dimensions and characteristics of the dimensions that best describe their perceptions of engagement and partnership. It allowed for identification of not only the characteristics that make up these dimensions, but also the larger dimensions, like outreach, consult, involve, collaborate, and share leadership. For example, each dimension has a characteristic about the type of communication, the level of communication. Involve states that communication flows both ways and is a participatory form of communication. So participants in the interview were able to identify the key characteristics of the dimension that they feel best describes their level of partnership. We found this tool especially useful because it's natural for people to have a different idea on what community engagement looks like and what that means to them. So this tool allowed us to all base our ideas of community engagement on the same construct and allowed for consistency in our measures. We highly recommend two instruments provided by Google, this first being a meeting tracking form, which is essentially a simple survey. The top picture is the form that the Adler staff filled out upon submitting the information. It's displayed chronologically in a spreadsheet. You can see the top column of the spreadsheet at the bottom picture. This simple and easy-to-use tool allowed us to gather as much data as possible on engagement activities. It fit the dynamic nature of the project because it was one area to capture the ongoing activities and meetings throughout the process, and it allowed for multiple users to access the data and input the data along the way. So the survey, our survey asked for date, time, meeting location, number of people involved, topics discussed, and it was a place for Adler staff to write notes on their impressions of the meetings. This was useful for the evaluation because we received data that we could use for both quantitative and qualitative analysis. And in addition, we used another version of this meeting tracking form for a survey questionnaire. We sent the survey questionnaire form via email to Adler graduate students who were involved in the project to assess their perceptions and insights on the HIA. And then we further used the data from the meeting tracking form for this Google Fusion table and map. It is easy to upload the spreadsheet from Google, especially if you're using multiple apps within the Google. And so it's easy to upload the Google spreadsheet, and then you include the information that's pertinent to your analysis. So in this example, we used date of meeting, a description of the type of meeting, and the geographical location. As you can see, this allowed for us to visually depict the reach of the HIA project. On this map, the red indicates high frequency of meetings. And there's also other ways to visually depict the tool that you can have, like little markers, and there's just a lot more you can do with this. But this is a great way to visually depict where and how frequent the meetings were in our different locations. Our second lesson learned from this evaluation was the utility of these weekly evaluation team meetings. This is hardly a revolutionary idea, but it was so important to our process that we couldn't not mention it today. These weekly team meetings were used to debrief recent events and refine our instrumentation. HIA is inherently dynamic in nature, and regular team meetings help to keep everyone on the same page. Joanna has already mentioned some of those tools. They were developed absolutely as a result of these team meeting discussions, where we conferred on what was needed for our best to measure our evaluation. This third lesson we've mentioned throughout the presentation. We cannot stress enough the importance of the evaluation approach being developmental, flexible, and in partnership with the evaluation team. For example, in the present HIA, we had an evolving stakeholder group and a changing timeline, which required from us adaptation of the scope and instrumentation of our data collection. It's essential to have accessibility and communication with the conductors of the HIA. Our evaluation team was able to sit in on a number of Adler staff's weekly internal meetings. We really appreciate Adler's openness and accessibility in this. It allowed us to better understand their process, their objectives, and any changes to the HIA along the way. Our fourth lesson has to do with our position as an external evaluator. We were neither the conductors of the HIA nor the community partners. This allowed us to be as neutral as possible during the evaluation. We also recognize the importance of building trust among all stakeholder groups by being present at meetings, by making ourselves as available as possible, and simply by listening. This is crucial because we were able to gather insight from a range of perspectives, and those perspectives really formed the backbone of our final evaluation report. So just to review, these are the four lessons learned from our external evaluation. As has already been mentioned, HIA is an up-and-coming tool for public health practice, and there are not a lot of examples of external evaluations of this tool. This experience impressed upon us the need for external evaluation in HIA to best represent the experiences of all those involved. As our Director of Evaluation at MCHIP, Dr. Beth Ann Jacob, has instilled in us, evaluation can be a tool for social justice. It's with this perspective that we hope we can all look at evaluation as a means to ensure ethical public health practices. And with an increased interest about place on health, HIA is a powerful tool, and evaluation can sometimes be undervalued. We hope to see future external evaluations in the literature and future projects. Here are a few of our sources. Thank you, and we will take any questions you may have.
A budget built into the grant that Adler School of Psychology received, but we do recognize that's a barrier a lot of the times in HIAs, and we think it's important that the grant funding have some money built in for external evaluations because we believe it's really important. In regards to community engagement? Yeah, I think when we talk about being in a neutral position, it's just trying to bring together both aspects, all stakeholders. The process that since we didn't really evaluate the process of HIA, we evaluated the engagement. I think there was more necessity of having that neutral position. I don't know.
Yeah, we didn't focus on that specifically, if you remember our evaluation questions. I don't know if Jenny, if you wanted to talk on that at all? It was kind of a unique situation. We were pretty lucky in that sense because we had a small group that we were working with. So the participants that we worked with were the primary community organization partners of the HIA. We did not reach out to community members who were only mildly involved. So they were really invested from the onset. So participation was really good.
Yeah, these stakeholders actually worked for the decade previously. They were advocates to shut down these coal generating stations.
The
so they were the community stakeholders, at least. So they were very invested already in this process and wanted to see the land be used for good purpose.
Which isn't to say that we didn't track them down and go out of our way to meet them wherever they wanted to meet. I mean, flexibility was